Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
No, he doesn't have a headset on. You can't welcome him until he's got a headset on.
Oh, welcome to nothing.
Welcome, everyone, to the Gravity Beard Podcast. We're recording today in Studio A. Thank you, as always, to our listeners. We appreciate your continued support. All right. Well, I'd like to welcome a couple people back into the studio. One is someone we're very familiar with.
Matt.
And that would be Greg.
Oh.
You're someone we're very familiar with.
Yes. Very familiar with myself.
Yeah.
You should have seen how familiar I was earlier.
Whoa. I know what you're implying, and that's disgusting. Okay. In addition to that, we'd like to welcome back our very good friend, Matt Brooks.
Hey,
Matt.
Hey, Greg.
How are you doing today, buddy?
Man, I've never been better.
Really?
Okay, so we're really glad to hear that. But
have you ever been worse?
Actually, hang on
a second.
That's
the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on a second. I do want to do this because everybody's familiar with Matt Brooks. He was on an episode called At Least You're Not Matt Brooks. Matt's gone through a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And
Matt.
And so.
Well, can I give you a hug, Matt?
You're welcome to.
All right, come over here. Well, right
I think
now.
This is our first
right
on-air
right
live hug.
Oh, we got some.
That was awkward.
You got my mic.
That was awkward. Hold on.
That's bad audio.
Well,
that's
okay.
Bad.
See, that's why you don't hug on a podcast.
That's
a disaster.
Hugging on podcast is terrible.
We just learned our lesson not to hug on. Okay. So anyway, we know the premise of our conversation with Matt, and so I came across something.
Next time, I'm just going to hump your leg.
Prefer you didn't do that. Prefer you did not do that.
You know, I felt like given the subject matter around what we talked to Matt about,
right.
I felt like it needed its own theme song to kind of because of kind of the mood around
that's
it.
That's right.
I've come up with one.
Really?
I didn't think that our normal theme song was appropriate.
No, I agree.
So I've come up with
it
another
needs to
one.
Be something very sad.
Hang on a second. So I've come up with another. I want to play it for you guys right now. Are
or
you
should
ready?
Be uplifting.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So I've got a little uplifting theme song. I want to run it by both of you, but especially Matt, because it's about him.
Let's run it by you, Matt.
Let's just do that real quick. Here's and actually, if you guys don't like it, I'm going to run it by Adam as well, maybe to use it for this week today. It's a great song, so I can use it in lots of different places.
Okay.
But I want to offer it up to you guys first.
Huh.
Okay.
Thanks for offering.
So here it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Huh? Pretty uplifting. It's going to come up with some bass.
Not a fan already.
Give it some time.
Being fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
Oh, this is awful.
Whoa.
What the hell is this?
It's uplifting.
Yes.
It brings a positive vibe to what we're doing.
Yes.
As we're talking about tragedy and just horrible things that have happened to you, I just feel like this is a good... Something good in the...
Now, can I play something? Do you mind if I play something? There's a possibility.
Are you saying you don't like this?
No, Chris. I like it. I'm just throwing out another possibility.
Chris, if I had to listen to this every time this podcast
I like
started,
this.
I'd go jump off a cliff.
Come on.
Well, I was just thinking... Okay, so let me turn that off.
Okay.
So I was just thinking, as things get really bad, I can fire off this
song.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? Okay, all right.
Toph.
Okay, so it's got potential.
It definitely has potential.
Matt seems to hate it, but we're going to at least consider
it. Be
now, hopefully
cool like
this
the Godfather theme song or the Indiana Jones theme
depressing.
Song.
That's depressing. That's depressing. We need something. We need something more.
That's terrible.
More light. More
don't
light.
Don't talk about stupid theme songs.
Those are the best all right. Theme songs ever.
All right, now everybody, be quiet. All right, now here's the one that I think maybe we should give a shot and see if people like.
Okay, do it. This is not similar. Okay. I was concerned when it first started, but now I really like it. Yeah!
Smiles and hugs forever. We just gave each other a hug.
Yeah. And possibly leg humps.
Yeah. So pure of heart.
You know what? I'm fine with both. I like either one.
Yeah.
Maybe they use this as a... Okay, I have an idea.
Hold on. It's got marshmallow lasers. Marshmallow lasers. In case you didn't get it the first time. Come on,
no.
Brooks.
This is dog shit. This is awful.
What?
Hey. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Listen to the drums.
Come on, listeners.
Come on, everybody.
Lift your hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a rally.
Horrible.
Yeah. He delivers rainbows, man.
I just find
with marshmallow lasers.
Right.
Not shitty theme songs.
All okay. around the world.
Matt doesn't seem to like it.
No, but it's supposed it doesn't mean uplifting.
It doesn't mean we won't use it. Okay, will you send that to me? Send that to me so I can use it.
Okay.
Is it a YouTube video?
Yeah.
Okay, send that to me and we'll make that happen.
How did you know it was a YouTube video?
Because you live your entire life on YouTube.
I do not.
Okay, then how would you say it so that it's not offensive to you? You pull off more random YouTube stuff than anybody I've ever met.
YouTube,
really, I get pretty deep off in a YouTube rabbit
okay,
hole.
So maybe that'll be our theme song, and then the other song, if the episode gets too dark, I'll fire off the other one.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how we'll use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
All right.
Okay. So
wow.
Matt.
That was a good start.
Yeah.
If you say so, Greg.
Now I'm like all excited and happy and, you know.
Well, I mean, I think the phrase you're looking for, Greg.
I was down and really kind of upset that we're going to be talking to Brooks today.
So I think the phrase you're looking for, Greg, is tone setter.
Yeah.
It was a tone setter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, tone setter.
All right, Matt. The last time you were here was a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And
it was.
You told us your story. And the most recent thing that had happened to you was the Monday after the Super Bowl,
yeah.
The day before we were supposed to record, at least you're not Matt Brooks, you actually had a seizure at your desk.
That was a bad day.
That was pretty scary.
In the history of
yes.
Brooks.
That was a bad day.
Yeah.
Scared everybody in the office. And
So not to alert the listener, but you wouldn't be sitting here with us to do an update if something else...
Like something like really good happened, right?
Right.
Yeah. You're correct. Something, yeah. I don't know if you can call it really good,
okay,
but something
so,
happened.
So what's the update? What has happened most recently?
So I had another seizure. This one was a little different.
A little different.
In respect that it happened while I was driving.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Which that has never...
That's never happened before.
You've had
that's
several
like
seizures.
Really scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, you've had several seizures, but never while you were driving.
Never.
Tell us what happened.
I was at Charlie's Guitar Shop at 35 and Royal, looking at an amplifier that I wanted
plug.
To
plug.
Legendary guitar shop.
Great guitar shop. I was sitting in the shop and messing with some gear and talking to the guys, and... I started feeling kind of funny. Didn't really take
where at the shop.
Yeah.
I
was sitting there just playing my guitar and started feeling a little confused. I was talking to one of the guys. You know, just like the usual feeling I get before it happens. It's just that when that feeling sets on, it's already too late because it's what they call a partial onset seizure.
Right.
So your brain's basically already started to kind of short circuit by that point.
Do you remember what song you were playing? Was it Space Unicorns?
No, I was just kind of tooling around, just. Playing some riffs.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Testing the crunch channel.
Oh. Really?
So
as well you should.
Right. Anyway, so
that's
yeah.
That's a metaphor for life, by the way. Test the crunch channel.
Right.
Sitting there, testing out the gear, started feeling funny, and then I kind of snapped out of it, went about what I was doing. Then I bought the amp and left the shop, and got in my car, and I was driving down Royal. And I just turned right on Marsh to head back south towards town.
So
right.
For any police officers listening right now, should you be driving a car?
No.
Okay. I'm not, all right.
I'm not
just want to make sure.
A car
okay.
Because
you're not. Okay.
Texas state law states that you must be seizure-free for 3 months.
Okay.
Which is super unfortunate considering I do real estate and need to drive and get
right.
around.
Your career makes you very driving dependent.
Yes, and I've... As a result, been doing a lot of acquisition hunting on Google Earth due to the fact that I can't drive right.
Right.
Thankfully for you, we live in the internet age, and you can make up for some
right.
of that.
Yes, the Mike Leonard special.
That's right.
That's right. When the Toph and I started in this business, you couldn't be doing that.
Exactly.
Well, there almost wasn't. The internet was barely even mainstream when we started the business.
Right.
Actually.
Right.
So that's a saving grace.
Yeah, for sure.
In light of all this. But yeah, so had just turned right on Marsh to head back south towards town. The last thing I remember is, quote unquote, waking up or, you know, I was kind of coming to from
right.
the seizure on the side of the road. I had hopped. So Marsh is a hard medianed road. That's
concrete
three lanes on each side.
Right.
Right. So I had hopped the hard concrete median and cut across three lanes of oncoming traffic. And by the grace of God, I did not hit anybody. Nobody hit me. It's a Christmas miracle. I have no idea how that happened. Because it was 4:15, 4:30.
Right, busy time of the day.
Right, and a Friday.
Yeah, especially on a road that's busy too.
Right.
That's
Marshall Lane on a Friday. So where did your car end up? Where did you end up?
There was a very large home on the left side of the road, and they had those real tall, you know, 10 or 12 foot crepe myrtle privacy bushes. Mm-hmm. And so the nose of my car got stuck in one of those, and, you know, it scratched. I mean, my bumper's really messed up.
Crepe myrtle privacy bushes?
Like the really, really, like the giant 10 or 12 foot tall, like what people plant in front of their home.
Are you getting hung up on what kind of bushes it was?
Yeah. I want to know the whole story.
Wow.
You sure they're
anyway,
so
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. See, I had a feeling like that part of the story was BS, and I just found out it was.
You flushed that out.
Yeah.
So
Ralph Cramp would be proud.
Yeah.
That happened. I woke up. Where my memory picks up is talking to my girlfriend and her roommate and the cops and the paramedics.
So were you woken up by somebody? Or like?
No, this is just, so like, I guess when you come back from a seizure.
Well, I know, but you passed out due to seizure. Crash your car, and then when you came to, were you still by yourself? Were there other people around?
No, there were other people there.
Okay.
Like my girlfriend.
She wake you up in that
there.
Special way?
She did not.
Which way is that?
It's a special way people get woken up.
Huh.
People smack you in the face.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Anyways, where was I? I had just woken up.
Awkward.
So people were around.
People were around.
People
the cops
around.
Were cool. They didn't have any issue. They didn't like think I was drunk or on drugs or anything. I guess they didn't know what had happened. The EMTs obviously knew what had happened. So, yeah, I went to the hospital, got my shoulder x-rayed to make sure that none of the surgical repairs had been messed up.
And?
Everything is just fine.
Excellent. Okay.
Do you have a seatbelt on?
Yeah, did have a seatbelt on.
That's good.
So,
what happened to your car?
Car's got significant damage to the front bumper.
How much?
I don't know. Several thousand dollars.
Oh.
They're Germans.
And what do you drive again?
2003 Porsche 911.
That's right.
Target.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good real estate car.
I think we learned
that's
that.
It's a good car for clients.
Yeah,
it's a horrible
tour,
real estate
tour,
car.
Oh,
tour
oh
with
okay.
It's a horrible real estate car.
Put some people in the back.
So this happened on a Friday.
Yeah.
But you were back in the office like on Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a living.
No, I understand. But so what course of action do you take now?
I went to see my
neurologist.
Obviously,
you,
that really freaked me out.
Right.
Because this one, like the one in the office, was completely unprovoked. I hadn't been drinking the night before, which is what usually...
What was it after? What was the date that it happened?
This one
yeah,
was on April 20th.
Was it on like... Oh, did you say it was on a Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one
didn't
the
we have a...
happened.
Like Thursday, didn't we have like a company goodbye party for some people?
No, I didn't go to that.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I just asking for somebody.
Greg's looking for evidence here.
Greg is super skeptical.
He's looking for evidence.
I'm just asking.
Just like the one I had in the office. I mean, the night before was
he's
the Super Bowl.
Resident skeptic on the
I just
podcast.
I know that Thursday was a goodbye party for some people.
Right, just like the Sunday before the one in the office was the Super Bowl. With
yeah, it just happened to be. Yeah, I know.
So anyways, Greg, there was none of the usual precursors.
So what doctors have you seen? What have you learned? What are you doing next?
I mean, I've seen... You know,
because I think you were going to go see a different neurologist,
right?
Or an additional neurologist,
right? I can't get in to see him until like mid or end of June because he's just completely booked
up. Okay.
And then there's another neurologist that I was recommended by my orthopedic surgeon, and I'm going to go see her to get a.
Are you exploring any other?
Have you ever thought? Let me ask you this: like, have you ever thought that possibly, like, did you go back and look at like, okay, what are all the same things that have happened?
Oh, I've done that
this,
like multiple times and gone through with my neurologist as well. So we know that, obviously, alcohol consumption aggravates it.
What about like, could it be a possible, like, were you ever wearing, like, let's say the same shirts? Could it be like an RLX thing?
No, girl.
Yeah, maybe it's the shirt you're wearing.
It's definitely not the golf shirts that
I
wear to the office.
It might be the RLX. I'm thinking it could be RLX.
Well, this is Adidas. So.
I know. You haven't had a seizure, have you?
Well, no, but I don't think I was wearing an
RLX. Are you trying to connect the brand of shirt that he wears to whether or not he has a seizure?
I'm thinking it's... I'm just trying to
put
anything...
That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
I'm trying to do anything here. I'm trying to figure out for Brooks what are the common denominators in this whole thing.
Okay, so
alcohol is the most common denominator, and I just can't drink anymore, and I'm not drinking at all.
But you said you weren't drinking, so if that's not it...
That's not... I mean... It contributes, and we know that for a fact. But
so that's also that was one of my questions. So, are you doing anything new? Are you exploring any new ways of treatment?
I mean, just making damn sure that I eat breakfast every day, so my blood sugar doesn't bottom out. You know, if I do start to get really hungry, obviously address it, because again, you know, low blood sugar can cause it. Make sure I get enough sleep.
But are you doing anything different than what you've done in the past?
I'm just being more diligent about taking care of myself, and my medicine dose was increased by 500 milligrams.
So are you eating better?
So if you've increased your meds, you're 100% off alcohol.
Yeah.
You're trying to get the right amount of sleep. So that's
pretty much all you can do.
Are you eating better?
That's your new strategy.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You are?
And my girlfriend is quite a health nut, so she's influenced me positively in that way.
That's good news.
That's good, Brooks.
But I mean,
would she take like your breakfast in the morning and throw it out like Tyler did that one time when
he was
disgusted by you?
Hey, can I ask you about something else?
Yeah.
Because something else that you brought up to me when we talked about this was seizure dogs or a seizure animal.
Yeah. So I've talked about this with my aunt and uncle as well, because they actually recommended this to me too. I just, you know, I looked into it, and it's astronomically expensive. And
I would imagine.
I need to figure out, you know, insurance matters before I even look into something like that. Because I mean, you're talking, first of all, you've got to be dedicated, because you've got to go to training with the dog, because it's going to be, you know, custom trained to you.
Right.
To know you.
Right, of course.
So it's a huge time commitment, and it's in the neighborhood of anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000 by the time.
$40,000 to $60,000.
So I mean, if you think a duck dog is expensive, or a hunting dog to send them to school, I mean, that's small potatoes compared to these things. These service dogs cost a fortune.
Well, what about if you got a cheaper service animal, like a service squirrel, or a service opossum. Or a service guinea pig. Those are super. They're like $6.
Yeah,
I had a guinea pig. It smelled horrible.
I know, but if you really got in there and trained it, like if a dog is like $60,000, maybe you get a service guinea pig for like $30.
That's a pretty good deal.
Because a normal guinea pig is like $4.
Is that
like,
what
I
they
might
are?
Take that 30 like a really good.
Only $4?
I might as well take that wasted $30 and just go buy a steak or something. Because that
what about what about a service tortoise? I just want to explore some options, because that sounds really expensive.
It might
make you late
for a lot of things.
They live a long time. That's about all they got going for them.
And so let's just say you save up the money and you get a service dog.
Instead of a car.
A seizure dog. or a house or anything else.
Jesus.
What does the service dog do?
I don't know exactly, but it's something.
What's
about
your understanding
the chemical,
of it?
Something about the chemical signatures that your body emits when you're about to have a seizure, and they're trained to recognize that. But where I wonder is that chemical signature that your body emits when you're about to have a seizure is probably different for every person. So you can't train them generically.
Okay.
So what I wonder is how they train them customized to me.
Okay, man. Number one, I'm glad you're okay. Everybody was really, really happy to see you in the office.
I am
on
very
Tuesday.
Happy you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt.
I mean, I'm glad. I would have rather died in that wreck than have killed somebody else and lived through that.
That's a tough thing to live with.
And
sure.
Also, I'm not trying to be involved in a lawsuit that is seven times more.
Well,
than
you are
going
to have to replace
lifetime.
A crepe myrtle. Do you have to replace a crepe myrtle?
No, the crepe myrtle is fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news.
Whatever it was, Greg.
There were no privacy landscape items that were damaged in the accident.
No.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank goodness. Oh.
Yeah. I was kind of horrible.
I just got to live like a monk, as Leonard says.
Well, I mean, you've got friends and family and a girlfriend and everything, but that's supporting that effort. So.
Yeah. I just I need my ability to drive again, and I think I'm just going to get a new car, because instead of paying $3,000 or $4,000 to repair the bumper on my car that's, you know, not worth a lot because it's old.
We are very happy you're okay.
I am very happy I'm alive, because I could have hopped that median when a car was closer and been smoked.
That's right.
And that's what would have been all she wrote.
Also, we now have a Gravity Beard hotline. Matt, I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody that's got any
next
questions,
next time you're starting to have the seizure, we
just call the hotline.
Call the hotline.
No, don't do that.
It will save you.
Just so the listener knows, it's not a live call-in number. It just goes directly to voicemail. But if anybody has any questions about seizures, or on the other side, if you've got any suggestions for Matt, If you have any ideas, if you're experiencing something similar and you've got something that's working for you, call us on the hotline. The number's 321-465-2180.
321.
And yeah. Talk real 321 deep and sexy
465
for
321-465-2180, the Gravity Beard Hotline.
Yeah. What area code is that?
Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
So if you have anything you want to contribute regarding this conversation, give us a call.
Yeah.
Or you can find us on social media, of course, Twitter and whatnot.
Live.
So I think the only way that we can possibly end this episode is with our new Matt Brooks theme song.
Oh,
so let's go ahead and fire that up.
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So positive. So
Matt, horrible. Matt, we love you, man.
Yeah.
We're sorry that this happened.
That's right.
But we're glad you're okay, just like always.
But we hope other things happen, just not serious to you, so that we can continue having podcasts.
Well, if anything, Greg, this most recent incident struck the perfect balance.
Yes.
It was really horrible.
Well, it was really scary.
But interesting, terrifying, but Matt's okay.
And everybody else is okay.
And everyone else is okay.
Right. My mom told me I've used double my nine lives.
Okay,
so I gotta be careful.
So as things move forward, if you're going to have other terrible things happen to you, use this one as the model.
Yes. Yeah.
As the general concept.
This is the good thing.
This is the model.
You didn't end up in the hospital for
more than a couple days.
Right, and Toph didn't have to wait on you when he was trying to head back, and you totally inconvenienced him.
Yeah, so it was a really terrible, horrible, scary thing that happened, but you're okay.
Yeah,
that's what we're going for.
Right.
So everything's going great for the show. Yeah. So we appreciate it.
It's going great. All right, group hug, guys.
And we've got this great new theme group song, hug. Thanks to Greg. Group hug.
The worst theme song.
Space Unicorns.
Come on.
Space Unicorns. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, my shoulder. All right.
Ow. Oh, is that your bad shoulder?
No. I reached up too far.
Because I'm so tall.
Sorry.
All right, Matt.
Dude, this song's got to go.
Mike. No, this is a great song.
Go on and on forever? Is that what you mean?
Song's got to go.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I will miss you, Brooke.
It was real.
We'll miss you.
We're going to let this play us out. Matt, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming in, Brooks. Hey, you're the best, Brooks.
You can listen to Gravity Beard on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or anywhere else you consume podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at TheGravityBeard. Email us at contactthebeard@gmail.com or interact with us and other indie pods in the Underdog Podcast community on Facebook. We definitely want to hear from you. If you got at least $1 worth of entertainment from today's episode, please consider supporting us via Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/gravitybeard for more details. Gravity Beard is a proud member of the Podfix Network. Go to podfixnetwork.com to see a complete list of network shows. You may also consider subscribing to Podfix Presents. It's a podcast by all the Podfix hosts where you can hear exclusive original content that you'll not hear on their individual shows. Our theme song is Sophomore Makeout by Silent Partner. You can find them on the YouTube audio library. All the other music credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, this is Gravity Beard. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
This is the Gravity Beard Crab Pass.
Now I'm like all excited and happy and, you know.
That's
okay.
Bad.
See, that's why you don't hug on a podcast.
That's
a disaster.
Hugging on podcast is terrible.
We just learned our lesson.
Next time, I'm just going to hump your leg.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.
Yeah. Now that's a fist bump, folks, from Brooks.
And the show. What would you say?
I said y'all are some clowns.
What?
That's
insulting.
That's insulting.
You're having a good time.
And perfectly accurate. Huh? And perfectly accurate.
That's good.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you next time.
Good talk, Brooks. Good talk.
There you go, Greg. That was a successful Matt Brooks update, I think.
Yeah. I think it was a good time.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Am I ever done?
Greg has never done podcasting.
That's right.
So I'm going to go about my day.
So all you want to do is podcast.
Did you just want to stay here and sit next to me in my office while I work? I'm just going to keep podcasting.
Get some more deals done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we're going to stop now.
What are we stopping?
We're stopping the podcast.
Why?
Because it's time to stop.
Says whom? who makes this rule that it's time to stop?
It's not a rule. It's just a really solid suggestion. It's just a really good suggestion. And at some point we stop.
Really?
So I'm going to stop now. I'm going to hit the stop button.
Wait, you just said I'm going to stop now. You're continuing to record right now. Now means it's over. It's not over.
It's not over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over.
Well, it's over now.